This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Authorities in France have promised to increase security on the last day of campaigning before the first round of the presidential election there on Sunday. Last night, that attack on the Champs-Élysées by suspected Islamist terrorists left one police officer dead, two others and a bystander were wounded. The four main candidates in that race are practically tied in the polls. Speculation is that far-right leader Marine Le Pen might, and I repeat might here, get a bump. After last night, Le Pen is promising to revive national self-confidence in France with what she is calling economic patriotism, an end, really, to French globalization. From Paris, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The attack underscored the National Front's basic message. The world is a dangerous place. France must defend itself, and not only against terrorism, but also against the global economic forces that threaten the country. It's a message that has struck a chord with many young French people living outside the big cities. David Berton, a 25-year-old trainee lawyer from southern France.
Le village global, le monde sans frontières.
We reject the global village. We reject this world without borders. We reject the big banks and the power of money that have subjugated France. We, young people, want to stop this. We don't want France to disappear.
More young people support the National Front than any other party. And one of the main reasons, says author Alexandra Devecchio, is the appeal of the Front's anti-globalization and protectionist policies.
The young people today in France are more protectionist than their parents because they are the main victim of globalization.
In his book, The New Children of the Century, A Fractured Generation, Devecchio says that youth unemployment of 25% and huge job insecurity have turned many young people here off the whole idea of free trade. For the young, he says, globalization means closing factories, moving them abroad. It's not positive. Many of Marine Le Pen's most ardent supporters come from what is called peripheral France, towns and villages outside the big metropolitan cities, places that feel left behind, flyover states, if you like. And what is Le Pen offering them?
Le protectionnisme intelligent. Je suis pour le patriotisme économique.
Translation: higher taxes on imports and foreign workers, more border controls and preferential treatment for French firms. In other words, an end to globalization in France.
Turn these off because...
That would be a disaster, says young entrepreneur Pierre Gilly, who runs his small electronics startup in a tiny, cramped workshop in the centre of Paris.
This is the place where we assemble our products. This part is the electronics lab, where we develop our own custom electronics for our products.
Pierre's company, Lighted, with six employees, is commercializing a new type of laser with medical and industrial applications. He loves the global village.
80% of our sale will soon be abroad. It's vital for us to be present on the international market.
And he says his business would be badly affected by a protectionist France.
That is a very critical point. I mean, that could really endanger a lot of businesses like mine to be able to develop or even to continue.
Campaigners chant their support for Emmanuel Macron, a centrist, a former investment banker, pro-EU and pro-globalization. He's favourite to win the presidency. So the protectionism of Pierre Gilly's nightmares may well not materialise, but they might. And that's enough to make this one of the most economically critical elections in recent French history. In Paris, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.